Time Warner Audiobooks presents Secret Sanction, written by Brian Haig and read by John Rubenstein.
Fort Bragg in August is so hellish. The moment I stepped off the plane, I had this fierce urge to call my bosses back in the Pentagon and beg them to reconsider. Wouldn't work, though. Sympathy, the Army likes to say, is found in the dictionary between shit and syphilis, and regarded accordingly. So I hefted up my duffel bag and oversized legal briefcase and headed for the taxi stand. Of course, no taxi stand, and shame on me for not knowing that. I therefore marched straight to a payphone and called the duty sergeant at headquarters. "Headquarters of the 82nd Airborne Division, Sergeant Merker," a stern voice answered. "Major Sean Drummond here," I barked, doing my finest impersonation of a bitchy, obnoxious bully, which, by the by, I always do pretty well. "How can I help you, sir?" "Why wasn't the duty jeep waiting for me at the airport? Why am I standing here with my thumb up my ass?" "We don't send jeeps out to the airport to pick up personnel. Not even officers, sir." "Hey, Sergeant, think I'm stupid?" I let that question linger a moment, and you could almost hear him grinding his teeth to keep from answering. Then, much friendlier, I said, "Look, I don't know if you weren't properly instructed or just plain forgot. All I know is the general who works upstairs in that building of yours promised a jeep would be waiting when I arrived. Now, if it were to get here inside 20 minutes, then we'll just write this off as an inconvenience. Otherwise..." There was this fairly long pause on the other end. The thing with Army sergeants is that they have incredible survival instincts. They have